left off discussing the sugya and Abdalad, where the Gemara is Doresh the Pasuk of Yatza Chinam Ein Kasim. Yatza Chinam means that Amivriya goes out when she is a Bogeres, and Ein Kasim means that she goes out when she is a Nara. The Gemara raises the obvious question that how can that be? If already she secures that her Yitzia Lecherus when she's a Nara, so therefore, how do you even make sense of the pasuk that she goes as a bogeres? The Gemara answers, "Lo nitzrucha ela beggar da ilanis." We can have a case where a woman never becomes a nara. If she becomes a nara, typical woman, so therefore, yes, she'll go out at that point. However, an unusual case of an ilanis that is not true, there it is necessary that her cherus is when she is a bogeres. And we discussed the machlokes, right? The Rambam, Tosus. How exceptional is ilanis? Is that incredibly exceptional? Poshup Shat the Rambam Shita? Or the Tosus, Nivamos and Dapay, that no, this is just an example of a delay in Simanim. And whenever there's a delay in Simanim, you will automatically go from Ektana to Ebogeres. The Gemara still is bothered, that if that's really the Chiddush, that you need a Posuk to tell you that she goes out when she is Ebogeres, that also is obvious. And that should not require a pasuk. Why is that obvious? Because of ikavachomer. Typically speaking, simanim. She has typical simanim, now she's an ara. That does not take her out of the reshusa av. But yes, certainly, motzir mishus adon, when she is a bogeres, in no shape or form is considered to be in the reshusa of the av, so obviously she is no longer in the reshusa of the adon when she is a bogeres. And if you have a kavachomer, then you don't require a posuk. So then, again, the question remains, v'yatza chinam means a bogeres, what is the purpose of that gzeres hakosuk? So the Gemara now says, no, something very, very different. It's not a question when the yitzia occurs. I don't need that posuk. But I need a posuk to tell me, ikar zvila d'ailanis. How do you know that the entire parsha of Amivriya applies to a woman who is an ailanis? Or as Tosus points out, potentially an islandess. Or maybe when she's determined to be an islandess, it means it turns out the mafreya that the status of a shivcha and Amma Ivri was not chal, and therefore everything has to go back. How do you know that the parsh of Amma Ivri applies to a bogeres? So the Gemara tells us the following. Well, we know one of the methods of Yitzia is with Simonin Arus. So maybe one could suggest, the Gemara says, an incredible chiddush. That's not just simply an option, a way in which the avdus can come to an end, but that is a precondition. That is a necessary condition of being an Amma Ivriya. You can only be an Amma Ivriya when there is the potential of Yitzia al Yidei Simanim. In which case, I would have argued that, you know what, that an islandess is excluded from the parsha of Amma Ivriya. Wow. Oh, that's the Kamashman of the Gemara. The Yatza Chinam means Bagrus, meaning the case of an islandess, that even an islandess is subject to these dinim of Amivriya. Because I would have thought, indeed, that's not true. So the question we began discussing is the following. What exactly is that Havamina? That if there's no possibility of Yitzia with Simanin Arus, the whole parsha of Amivriya doesn't apply, there are many ways you can go free. In Evid and Ami, you can go free with Sheish, you can go through with Yovel, you can go free with Geron Kesev, you can go free with Misa Sa'adon. And one of the ways, of course, of Amivri is Simanim. So good, you know what? So out of the six options, maybe you only have five. But why is that so pressing? In order to argue that, no, if that's the case, therefore the whole Parsha doesn't apply. I can't do this, but I can do all the other methods. What exactly is the Havamina? And then the further question, what indeed then is the Maskana? The Maskana Gemara seems to be maybe what we would assume Kipshuto, and that is you don't require every option. You don't require every option. So even though indeed it's true that an islandess is not going to go free with Simanin Arus, but you'll go free in all the other ways of Sheish and Yofo, Gron Kesev, Misa Saldam, and the like. What exactly is the Maskana Sagamara? So we've started to discuss this idea. You know what? When the Torah tells us that under this circumstance, there are multiple options. There are multiple options, you know? A person dies, Rachman Litzan, without children, there's an option of Yibum, there's an option of Chalitza. Both options are absolutely, absolutely critical. Let's assume, for example, I can't have yibum. You know what? If there's no yibum, then typically speaking, there's no chalitza. If it's eino ole yibum, eino la chalitza. Let's say two brothers marry two sisters. So in such a case, you can't have yibum. In addition to this Rav Eishes Af, there also is an Isser Erva Achos Isha. So the first Mishnah Maseches Yevamos Beis Amar Aleph, if there's another Erva, two brothers married to sisters, there's no Yibum. So I'll say, okay, there's no Yibum, so do Chalitza. You know what the answer is? No, of course not. If there's no possibility of Yibum, you know what that means? That the whole Parsha doesn't apply. Yibum doesn't apply, Chalitza doesn't apply. If something is Eino Ole Yibum, Eino Ole Chalitza, the Torah gives me these two options. So in such a case, if you don't have one, you don't have the other. Are there exceptions to that rule? But is that the halacha here? That, you know, if you're an Amma Ivriya, there are many different methods of Yitziyah, but you know what? Every method has to be applicable. You can't just simply say, if you can't apply this, so therefore nonetheless apply that. And in terms of where indeed do you see that this is true? Oh, so he pointed out the sugya andaf yud aleph, when it comes to Kedushin. That basically says very simply, Kedusha Kesef is a pruta. Because we're going to discuss Kesef. Typically speaking, isn't a pruta considered to be Kesef? And therefore, if you have a Kinyan Kesef, so therefore, Shavu Pruta. Ah, Beis Shammai says no. A dinar is indeed necessary. Why do you need a dinar? Very unclear. So the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph explains the Shita Beis Shammai in four different ways. And again, we'll have to discuss Daraisa, Rabban, four different possibilities. The third possibility is Reish Lakish. When it comes to an Amma Ivriya, and that serves as a basis for Kedushei Kesef, so you know what? The Torah says, Vehefta. One of the ways that she is going to go three is through Giron Kesef. Giron Kesef presupposes that you have to be able to prorate. You have to be able to reduce. That tells us, Malameh, Megaras, Mipidyona, Vyotza. And therefore, now you can start factoring in. This is served, this remains, and therefore, this is the balance. Doesn't the balance insist that you're dealing with more than a pruta? If you're dealing with a pruta, how can you speak about Giron Kesef? So the Gemara asks the obvious question. Okay, you know what I'll tell you? It all from the days. So maybe in such a case, there is no Giron Kesef. There is no Giron Kesef. In a typical case, you're not purchasing an Eved for a Pruta. You're purchasing an Eved for significantly more. So in such cases, the vast majority, there's Giron Kesef. So maybe it's true. If you happen to have purchased the Eved for a Pruta, guess what? There is no Giron Kesef. And therefore, maybe the Torah is simply telling us the following. When there is an option of Giron Kesef, that is a method of Cheirus. And if there is no method of, then it is not. No, so very simply, the Gemara rejects that. According to Reish Lakish, the Gemara rejects that. This is not just simply an option. It is a precondition. A condition of being an Amma Ivriya means that you have to have the possibility of Giron Kesef. And if you don't have the possibility of Giron Kesef, then that would not be true. Wow, something which is stunning. And that's the Shita Beis Shammai. That means a dinar, not a pruta. We're going to have to discuss what then is the Shita Beis Hillel. No? Beis Hillel maintains, no, that's not true. So what do they do with this? So the Gemara now asks the obvious question. Where do you see that this is true? That these are not just simply options. This isn't just a menu of Yitziyah, but these are preconditions of Yitziyah. And in order to have an Amma Ivriya, all these things indeed are necessary. So the Gemara says, Abamshel, no? Daf Yabez Amad Aleph. Dum Yediyil. No? When the Torah speaks about the relationship of the Amma Ivriya with the Adam, there is yield. We're going to see the Sugyan Daf Yates that maybe indeed, such a Chiddush, that the most Harishonas to be Kon of Amma Ivriya are Lekedushin Itnu. The status of an Amma Ivriya and Ishus are not at all independent, but rather one is considered to be, an expansion of the other. Ad kedei kach that maybe I'll argue that the initial mos that were used for the purpose of her becoming an Ivriya can transform to Kesef Kedushin. And if yud occurs, you don't require a new act of Kedushin Kesef. Wow, ad kedei kach. So isn't it clear that yud is necessary? And yud is necessary to the extent to daf yud ches and beis that ain avir shay lamachra lekrovim. What happens if the adam is going to be a karov, where there's no possibility of issues? There's no possibility of issues. That means there's no possibility of yud. So therefore, there's no status of amivriya. So you do see when it comes to yud, right? That day in the sugya daf yud ches, you do see that yud is not just an option. Yud is absolutely essential. Oh, Sri Shlakish says the following Chiddush. What's true of yud is true of Giron Kesef. Wow. And therefore, you can't argue a Pruta. A Pruta is not going to do it. That's going to allow for Giron Kesef. And if you tell me, so you won't have Giron Kesef, the answer is no. That is absolutely vital. In order to have an Amivriya, you need Kol Hadvarim Haksuvim Baparsha. Oh, if that is true, so now I'll go the next step. One of the methods of Yetziah is Simanin Arus. So therefore, I would argue as follows. So if indeed she goes free with Simanin Arus, and you're dealing with a woman where that is impossible and islandless, so therefore, you know what I would tell you? The Havim of the Gemara is powerful, no? It's not just why. No, it's very powerful. You need Kol Hadvarim Haksuvim Baparsha. You need yield, you need Giron Kesef, you need Simanin Arus. So I would have argued that Havmi the Gemara is not at all Dachuk. I would say that's very, very significant. You need Kol Hadvarim Haksuvim Baparsha, which means you need Yetziah B'Simanin Arus. And I would have said, therefore, if that is not an option, she cannot be an Amei Vriya. Wow. So the Havmi of the Gemara comes to life. Oh, so the question is, no, that's why I need a Gzeiras HaKosuv. The Gzeiras HaKosuv tells me the Yotzachim, and that's referring to Bagrus. That's referring to an islandess. That, nonetheless, she can become an Amivri. What happened to all this Lundus? What happened to all this Lundus? No? Okay, maybe one can argue, you don't require, maybe yield you require. After all, we pointed out that the relationship between an Adon and an Amma is a form of a Tchilas Ishus. And therefore, the Maus HaRishonos or the Shem Kedushin. And if you don't have the possibility, that's not true. But maybe you don't require all the Dvarim Haksuvim Parsha. We'll have to see. And maybe that's not true according to Beis Hillel. And maybe that's not even the Biur of Beis Shammai. Or maybe one could argue very, very differently. In principle, of course, that's true. You need Kol Hadvarim Haksuvim Parsha. You need Yetziah Al Yedei Yud. And you need Giron Kesef. And you need Yetziah B'Simanim. Yetziah B'Simanim. With one slight modification. Who says it has to be Simanin Arus? Who says it has to be Simanin Arus? An Amma Ivriya will secure her Cheres al Yedei Simanim. Simanim. Typically, it's Simanin Arus. And if something is unusual here, that's not going to happen. Simani Islandis. It is Yetziah B'Simanim. There is Yetziah with Sheish. There is Yetziah with Simani Islandis. And therefore, that is going to be sufficient. But I'll maintain, even the maskana, that you need kol hadvarim, haksuvim eparsha. Is that true? And I'll ask you the following question, why would that be? Why would that be? Why would one argue that indeed that's true, that you know what, this is so fundamental to Amivriya? So we left off discussing the following, the Mishnah Bechoros and Daf Yud Gimel, where the Mishnah tells us the following, you know what? A woman is an Amivriya. Oh, there's Yud and there's Pediyah. Are they all equal? Are they all equal? There's Yud and there's Pediyah. They're not all equal. Sometimes when the Torah gives you options, it doesn't mean they're all equal. Mitzvahs Yibum, Kodem is the Mitzvahs Chalitza. There's an option of Yibum, there's an option of Chalitza, but the ideal is Lahakim Shem Lachim Hameis. And that's Ayyidei Yibum. That's not Ayyidei Chalitza. Yivamas Dav Gimel, Vashal says something stunning for us. Mitzvahs Chalitza Kodem is the Mitzvahs Yibum. Because Yibum requires pristine, pure Lishma. Pretty unbelievable, no? And you know what? If you're not going to do it for the right reasons, whoa, Kilu Pogea Be'erva. Kilu Pogea Be'erva. That's something which is so stunning. No, Ad Kedei Kach. Ad Kedei Kach. I would say if you're not doing it for the right reasons, you know what? Okay. You know, you're lacking Amidas Chasidus. No, but Shaul says, Kilu Pogea Be'erva. The Ramban writes, that's a din daraisa. You have to make sure you're doing so literally. L'hakim shem l'achiv emes. We've discussed this in earlier shiurim. No, the role of lishma in mitzvos, and perhaps more specifically, the role of the Shema when it comes to dechias yisurim. You have somebody that normally is aser, and there's an override. Now, the Beis Halev, Yishma, Sperek Beis. To what extent do you need Kavana Sagavra for the override of dechias yisurim? That's the sheet of Abashal. You're dealing with Gili Arayos. You're dealing with Nisrav Eishasach. But there's something here that's so compelling, it's going to override. You better make sure that's why you're doing it. You're doing it L'Shei Mamon, because you'll get an extra share of Nachla. Your Mamon does not override Gili Arayos. No? You're doing it L'Shei Noi. That doesn't override Gili Arayos. So there is different options, but they're not all equal. Ah, the Mishnah Bechorah, Daf Yud Gimel. The same thing is true when it comes to Yud and Pediyah. Yud and Pediyah. That yes, that mitzvahs yud kodemes la mitzvahs pediyah. You know, she can secure cheirus through yield, but also through geron and kesef. But you know, on the hierarchy, right, mitzvahs yud is kodemes la mitzvahs pediyah. So a little bit unusual that mitzvahs pediyah. You know, there's a mitzvah of yibum, I get that. Is there a mitzvah of chalitza? They'll tell me, yeah, that's the name of a parak. No, mitzvah chalitza. There's a mitzvah. It pales compared to yibum, yes. But there's a mitzvah of chalitza. Ooh, we're going to have to discuss that as one a little bit further in Kedusha. No? Is it so obvious that there's a mitzvah of chalitza? Well, of course. No, maybe I'll tell you the following. Maybe chalitza is not a mitzvah. Maybe chalitza is a matir. A matir. No? There's a zika. You know, this zika prevents the moon from marrying anyone else. So you know what? You sever the zika de chalitza. Who says that's a mitzvah? Who says that's a mitzvah? That's a pretty heavy issue, no? Is there a mitzvah chalitza, or is there just simply a matir, a heter of chalitza, no? That's a pretty interesting issue. But I was once at a chalitza that the woman was 80 years old. The woman was 80 years old. You know, like, it's not that, you know, all of a sudden, she went out of Shabbaton, and she there's a 9-year-old man, and all of a sudden she wants to get married, and you know what? Oh, but I never had chalitza, no? That wasn't the case. You know what was the case? Unbelievable. They said to her, why now? Because she said, I had a dream that my husband came to me and said, you better not come up to here in Shamayim without a chalitza. So she was 8-year-old, so she had her chalitza. That's like a fact. Do you need chalitza if there's no intent to go ahead and to get married? Maybe chalitza is not. You know, we're going to see a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara says the following. How do you know after chalitza, a woman is allowed to marry anyone? The Gemara raises that question, no? How do you know that there's a het of the shuk after chalitza? Isn't the obvious question, well, what in the world? If there's no het of the shuk, why are you doing chalitza, no? The answer is, no. Chalitza is a mitzvah. It's not a stira to assume that there's chalitza, even though there is. Chalitza does result in a het of the shuk. But that's not self-evident. It wouldn't be absurd to say you need chalitza, even though you can't marry anyone else. And if the question is, why in the world would I do chalitza if I can't marry anyone else? Let the zika remain. You know what the answer is? Because there's a mitzvah chalitza. Oh, so the Gemara says, no, of course, that there is a het to the shuk. Oh, the maskana that there is a het to the shuk. Now you have to reassess. So is it only a matir? Or is it even a mitzvah, no? A havamin is, it's a mitzvah, it's not even a matir. Once the Gemara says, no, of course there's a matir, no? So now I have to reassess, maybe that's the whole purpose of chalitza. And Eishes Melech is not allowed to marry anyone else, no? Would that mean, well, it's obvious and there's no chalitza? If you can't marry him, why would you go ahead and do chalitza? You know, it's a fascinating issue. So I would tell you, no, it sounds like mitzvahs yim kodemes le mitzvahs chalitza. There's a mitzvahs chalitza. Okay, that's what we normally assume. There's a mitzvahs chalitza. It's not just a matir. It is a matir. But there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of a chalitza. And even if a woman will tell you at this stage in life she's not remarrying, you know, you tell you, no, but there's a mitzvah of chalitza. This has to be resolved. Or we don't want the zika to just simply remain indefinitely. Okay, so the mitzvah yud is kodemus, mitzvah chalitza. Mitzvah yud kodemus the mitzvah spediyah. Oh, so I'll tell you the following. There's a mitzvah of yud, I understand that. There's a mitzvah of yud. There's a mitzvah of geron kesev. There's a mitzvah of geron kesev. You know what I'll tell you? Maybe there's no mitzvah of geron kesev. There is a din. There's a halacha of geron kesev. No? If an eved was nikna bekesev, So therefore, he can redeem himself, ayidei kesef, and guess what? You're going to prorate based on avdos. So I would tell you the following, that pidia, is that a mitzvah or is that a din? A din. You know, sometimes it's not so clear. No? Sometimes it's not so clear. Where would you put this halacha? No? This is a choshen mishpat halacha. That if you buy for this amount, you can redeem for this amount. Or is this, you know, iser v'heter? Is this a mitzvah? We discuss shmitas ksavim. No? A mitzvah? Or do I argue, what do you mean? It's a hafkas hachov. It's a kava. If a person will be gov in the chov after shmita, it's not just he failed to fulfill the mitzvah, v'zeh dvar ha-shmita, but mamash gezel, the money is not owed to him. Tzedakah. Is tzedakah mitzvah? I would say yes. But maybe a step further, tzedakah is just not a mitzvah. Tzedakah is a shibun and dinam amanos. It's a shibun and dinam amanos. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, you know, the money that you have, your assets, are not fully yours. Some of it is earmarked. And that maybe there's a shibud in dinim amanos. Not just simply a mitzvah tzedakah. That's pretty astounding, no? But many more makomos. There's a shibud of tzedakah. Not just simply a mitzvah tzedakah. A din and tosus, babasra, a chesem abeis. How would you consider pidiya? Is that a matir, meaning that will release the status of avdus al yedei pinyo? Or is it much more than that? There's a mitzvah spediyah. A mitzvah spediyah. Oh, so I'll tell you, you know what? Without any lumdash, mitzvah yud kodemus, the mitzvah spediyah seems to mean there's a mitzvah yud, there's a mitzvah spediyah. And what's the hierarchy? What's the hierarchy? In other words, spediyah is not just a matir, that it's matir, it's mafgiel avdus, but there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah spediyah. Well, that's something which is pretty fascinating. And you'll tell me, what do you mean? Just take a look. Take a look, for example, in the Sefer HaChinuch. In Mitzvah Mem Daled. The Mitzvah Spidyon. There is a Mitzvah Spidyon. They say, where did the Chinuch get this from? What do you mean? Mitzvah Siyu Kodemis, the Mitzvah Spidyon. There's a Mitzvah Spidyon. So that's how the Sefer HaChinuch begins. Mitzvah Spidyon Amma Ivriya. That's mitzvah mem dalet. What does that mean? There's a mitzvah liftos amma ivriya shenemar vehefta. And guess what? This is a mitzvah sasei. What mitzvah sasei? She yisayeya ha'adon hakona sa bepidyona. Wow, that the adon has to ensure pidya. Wow, that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. You know, so I'll ask you two heavy kashas, no? Number one is the following. A mitzvah. You know, we saw the Ramban and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, no? Shava kesef kekesef, svara, a pasuk. So the Ramban said something beautiful, no? Look, if you're willing to accept the shava kesef, well, of course shava kesef is kekesef, no? If you're willing to accept, kesef means value. And if you're willing to receive this value, well, of course, why would one think that's not good? In the most extreme case we discussed, mekach lememkar, no? Tosus doesn't even bring up mekach lememkar, no? Isn't it obvious that, you know what, that I can say, you know, that I will sell you the boat for that car? No? Okay. Ooh. What about kedushin? That we spend a lot of time on. Is it self-evident the Shava Kesev is Kekesev? Or do I need a Gzeira Sakosu? So the Chiddush the Ramban, the Chiddush the Rashba is that it's self-evident. If the woman is willing to receive this, so that's Kesev. That's Kesev. Kesev has to be a Matbeya. Here, Kedushe Kesev means, right, providing value. We're going to see the Sugyas. Dav Zayin. Hanaka Kesev. So if she says that, you know what, so that's good enough. Why then do you need ever a pasuk for Sheva Kesef Kekesef? Why do I need a pasuk when it comes to an Eved, that Sheva Kesef is Kekesef? So what did the Ramban write? Well, of course you need a pasuk. Yoshiv Gilosum Ikesef Mikdasam. Yoshlo Shavakesef Kakesef Kedushin Davches. Because, what, it's up to the Adam. It's up to the Adam. That's Bal Korcho. That's Bal Korcho. The Adam is not interested in being Meshachar the Eved. That's not his mindset. He's desirous of maintaining the Eved. But we will force the Adam to be Meshachar the Eved. And if he doesn't do so, Mamish, that's illicit. That's illicit. Okay, so what do you mean there's a mitzvah spediyah? What do you mean there's a mitzvah spediyah? A mitzvah spediyah? It's even a chal bal korchel of the Adam. Bal korchel of the Adam. The Torah insists that the Eved has a right to secure his chayrus al yedei kesef. That's bal korchel. Bal korchel. So what exactly do we mean that there's a mitzvah spediyah amivriya? And the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Yisayeya ha'adon ha'konosa, the Adon should cooperate. What do you mean the Adon should cooperate? No? The Adon is not entitled to maintain the Eved. And if he does, that's absolute gizel. So cooperate. Yeah, you have to do the... the Gazlan has to return what he stole. Oh, there's a mitzvah he should cooperate. A mitzvah indeed he should cooperate. Now, is mechuyev to do so? Is that really the nature of the mitzvah? So it's surprising. I would have argued that Geron Kesef is halacha. It's a din. It's not a mitzvah. It's chal even bal korcho. So it's somewhat surprising that this is how it's framed. Mitzvah's pidyon ama ivriya. Mitzvah's pidyon ama ivriya. And then I'll tell you another question. That why isn't the mitzvah's pidya ama ivriya? What do you have against Eved Kanani? But Geron Kesef is only for an Ama Ivriya. I would have said, Mitzvahs Pidyan Ha'eved. Mitzvahs Pidyan Ha'eved Ha'ama. Now, the institution of Avdus has built into it Pidyan. Why in the world is the mitzvah of Ama Ivriya? Ama Ivriya. So why in the world is it considered a mitzvah? And if you're going to explain that it's a mitzvah, like, why is the mitzvah limited to Ama Ivriya and not applied to an Eved? No? Those are two pretty heavy questions. Now, so both of them are raised by the Menachos Seinov, the Brisker Rav, right, in the notes, and the stencils, right, in the Choras, and Daf Yud Gimel, and Yud Gimel. Now, I'll tell you the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Avodim, Perek Gad Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes the following. Whoa. Ama Ivriya Niknas Bekesef, Shavakesef, Shtar, okay. Oh, good, good. That's good so far, no? An Ama Ivriya can be acquired with Kesef, with Kesef. Okay, good. The Rambam writes something unusual. The Eino Niknas Bepruta. Wow. You can acquire an Ama Ivriya with Kesef, but a Pruta is not good enough. A Pruta isn't... What in the world is wrong with the Pruta? All of a sudden, what, we follow Beishamai? Beishamai? No? A dinar? No, the Rambam says, you just can't use a Pruta. You don't need a dinar, but you can't use a Pruta. Wow. Ama Ivriya Niknas Bekesef, Ve'eino Niknas Bepruta. Why not? The Rambam writes something stunning. Shitzarech Liknosa Bedonim Shiru'uyin Ligiraon. Because you need Geron Kesef. You need Geron Kesef. Wow. I'm not going to go as far as Beis Shammai to say, you know what, that once you don't have a pruta, we're going to up it to a different type of currency entirely, a dinar. But Geron Kesef is certainly necessary. And therefore, a pruta is not good enough. A pruta is not good enough. You have to use more than a pruta, no? Yeah, so you know what, use 6 prutas. So therefore, I can have Geron Kesef of deducting a pruta for a year. You know, whatever you want to use. But you can't just use a pruta. Wow, that means even Beis Hillel agrees. You absolutely need as a condition Geron Kesef. Wow. So even though Kesef B'chol HaTorah Kula is a pruta, not when it comes to an Ama Ivriya. Not when it comes to an Ivriya. Wow. So the Kesef Mishnah is bothered by the following. Ama Ivriya Niknas B'Kesef. Ain't no nickness for Pruta. The Kesef Mishnah writes the following, Kosha. Hayalan Lomer, the Rambam should have said that Hanim Karli Yisro, Eno Yikne Bapruta. So the Rambam should have said that an Eved cannot be acquired with a Pruta. An Eved cannot be acquired with a Pruta. What is the Rambam telling you that an Amayvriya cannot be acquired with a Pruta? Geron Kesef. Geron Kesef is not limited to an Amayvriya. Geron Kesef applies even when it comes to an Eved as well. So this no doubt is a Kiddush. That everyone agrees you need Ru'in the Geron Kesef. Good. I got that. Now, but why in the world? Why would you argue that Amayvriya ain't a Niknas for Pruta? Does that imply that an Eved Ivri is Niknas of Pruta? No, what in the world? There's a difference between the Kinyan Kesef of an Eved Ivri and the Kinyan Kesef of an Ivriya. Why should that be? No? You know what the Kesef Mishnah writes? Ve'eini roa dover mishyashe bazeh. Mamish et sarachi and gadol. No? I understand the Chiddush l'Rambam. You need Ru'uy l'geron Kesef. So say that an Eved cannot be acquired with the bare minimum because you don't have a geron Kesef. And if someone will tell you, who says you need Geron Kesef, you're going to point to all those Gemaras. Yir Aleph, Yir Aleph and Beis, Yir Beis and Aleph. You need Kol HaDramak Sum B'Parsha. But why indeed should that be? Oh, so here the Brisker points out the following Chiddush. Geron Kesef. What exactly is that? Is that a din? A din Yetziya? A din Yetziya? That your Yotzei L'Cheiros Al Yedei Geron Kesef? Or is it more than that? It's a mitzvah spadiya. A mitzvah spadiya. Wow. What is it exactly? A din of pinyon? Or is it a mitzvah spadiya? Is it a mitzvah spadiya? Wow. As far as the kinyan kesef is concerned, to be konen eved, kinyan kesef b'chol Torah kulu is shavruta, isha niknes. But here I'm going to tell you there's something unusual about Avdus, because Geron Kesef, also ask you, so is Geron Kesef just simply a din yitzia, or is it a mitzvah spediya? That's a fascinating chakira. A din yitzia or a mitzvah spediya? Sounds nice. Now, so, but you know what the answer is, Poshub Shat, according to the Rambam, there's a difference between an Eved and an Amma. There's a difference between Eved and an Amma. The fact that an Eved is Yotzei the Cheirus, Hayyadei Geron Kesef, that is simply a din yitzia. A din yitzia. You know, if you were purchased for this, and you have a right to prorate, so you can be Yotzei the Cheirus with that. No? If I lent you $1,000, and you paid me back $500, guess what? You can satisfy the chov by giving me another $500. That's not a mitzvah. No? That's a din peron. That's a din yitzir. So, if indeed the Eved is acquired with a pruta, there's a kinyan kesef, you're an Eved, so guess what? So you won't have the din yitzir al yedei geron kesef. You won't have the din yitzir al yedei geron kesef. So what? So you won't have that din yitzir. You'll go out in sheish, you'll go out in yovel. You won't go out with the din yitzir. Okay, you'll go with Misa Sabal, Misa Sadam. Okay. Not sure when it comes to Namivriya. When it comes to Namivriya, Geron Kesef is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Not a choshen mishpat din yitzir, but a mitzvah. Mitzvah siyukodem is the mitzvah spediya. And that means that you have to ensure the possibility of Geron Kesef. And therefore, when it comes specifically to an Amivriya, a Pruta is not enough. Because in the case of an Amivriya, that is a requirement of the mitzvah. It is not just simply, right, the Choshen Mishpat Din Yetziya. Wow. So this notion, how do you send Geron Kesef? A Din Yetziya or a mitzvah spediya? Oh, that depends. In the case of an Eved Ivri, it's a din yitzia. In a case of amivriya, it's a mitzvah spediya. And in a case of an eved ivri, it's true. If an adam refuses, mamish gezel. That's true. He has no right to retain the eved. In a case of an Amivriya, if he refuses, yeah, in addition, I would say, in addition to the Choshen Mishpat element, but there's an element of a mitzvah. Like tzedakah can be a mitzvah and a shibud. A mitzvah and a shibud. When it comes to the case of an Adam refusing to let go of the Ama Ivriya and deny Geron Kesef, it's not just simply a Choshen Mishpat Din Yetzia, but you're being mevatel the mitzvah spediyah. Wow. So when it comes to an Eved, it's a Din Yetzia. When it comes to an Ama Ivriya, it's a mitzvah spediyah. A mitzvah spediyah. So the Rambam who writes, there's an absolute necessity that the Ama Ivriya is secured with more than a shok. That bedafk is true when it comes to an Ama Ivriya. Because that is what is necessary for the mitzvah spediyah. And not when it comes to an Eved, an Eved Ivri. Wow. Why in the world would this be true? Like, why is that true? Why is that true? Look, there's Geron Kesef. There's Chalitza. Is Chalitza mitzvah? Is Chalitza mati? Now, okay, I understand the Chakira. But the answer is what? It depends on whether it's an Eved or whether it's an Amma. Why in the world? No? Like, I understand the Tutsdadim. Could one argue that Geron Kesef is Choshen Mishpat? Or Geron Kesef is in the realm of Yoredei, Issev Heter? I understand that Chakira. Sounds nice, no? But why in the world should the answer be it depends on whether you're an Amma Ivriya or whether you're an Eved? Well, why should that matter? No? If yes, yes. If no, no. You know what I'll tell you the Chiddush is? The risk of allude to it, but I would just spell it out very explicitly. Very explicitly. You know what the answer is? Less mandapalig. Less mandapalig. There's a mitzvah of yud. There's a mitzvah of yud. Yud does not apply to the Ivri, no? The mitzvah of Yud is uniquely true when it comes to Am Ivriya. There's a mitzvah of Yud. So when it comes to the institution of Am Ivriya, the chirus is the miskeris of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah Yud. There is no mitzvah of Yud when it comes to Eved Ivri. Nothing comparable, nothing parallel. In other words, the dinim of the Eved Ivri are dinei yetziya. But the dinim, when it comes to Am Ivriya, begins with the mitzvah of Yud. And now I would put all this together. I would say the following. You know, so just have a mitzvah of Yud. Just have a mitzvah of Yud. No, that's exactly our sugya. No, you can't have just one without the other. One without the other. You need kol hadvarim haksuvim beparsha. Which means, in order to have the mitzvah of Yud, you require simanim, you require geron kesef, and these are not just requirements of Choshen Mishpat. These are requirements of the mitzvah of Yud. The mitzvah of Yud. So if there is a mitzvah of Yud, the other mina yetziya are an expansion of the mitzvah's Yud. If there is no mitzvah of Yud, so therefore, these are just dinei yetziya. Oh, so the Rambam therefore writes, I'm not going to be bothered if there's no possibility of geron kesef when it comes to an Eved Ivri. Okay. But in Ama Ivriya, you're not going to have the possibility of geron kesef. Then how do you have the possibility of you? Because you need kol hadvarim haksuvim beparsha. And that, I would tell you, answers the other question as well. When the Sefer HaChinuch and others describe the mitzvah of Pediyah, why do they write mitzvahs pidya Ama Ivriya? The mitzvah should be mitzvahs pidyon eved, eved ve'oma. What do you have against the eved? You know what the answer is? Pidyon ha'eved is a din yetziya. But pidyas Ama Ivriya is part of the requirements of yud. And if you're going to tell me, well, why is that a requirement? You know, just acquire the Ama Ivriya with a pruta and do a mitzvah of yud. The answer is no. There's a mitzvah of yud, and the mitzvah of yud applies to kol hadvarim haksuvim parsha. Similar to mitzvahs yibum kodemes, the mitzvahs chalitza. And therefore, I'll tell you, it answers the kashas. This is not just simply a din yetziya, this is a mitzvah yetziya. And the mitzvah yetziya, the way the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch describe it, is limited to an Am Ivriya. Because you need the Dvarim Haksuvim Parsha. And that's elevated to a mitzvah spediyah. So here I would tell you the same thing is true in the sugya. It's not that when you have the gzeiras hakasuv of yatzachinam, that you know what, you don't need the dvar maksuvim b'parasha. You don't require yetziya b'simanim. You do require yetziya b'simanim. You need kol hadvar maksuvim b'parasha. Elamai, that if a woman somehow jumps over the state of anara, you will have the yetziya b'simanim al yedei simani islandis. But even the maskana, the gzeiras hakasuv is that not that you have the parsha of Om Ivri without simanim, but you have the mitzvahs yetziya al yedei simani islandis. And therefore, right, the Gemara writes that yes, ahavamina, that there can be no Om Ivri without simanim, and the maskana, that's right. But nonetheless, there is yetziya al yedei simani islandis. So that's the chiddush that the Brisker Rav writes, that an essential difference, Giron Kesef I would view as a din yetziya when it comes to an Eved Ivri, but a mitzvah spediya when it comes to, and you look back at the Rishonim, like, it pops, no? Whenever they discuss like these requirements in the Miskeres HaMitzvah, or the absolute requirement of Giron Kesef, they only mention in the context of Om Ivriya, and not in the case of an Eved Ivri. Wow. That's an important distinction. When the Gemara raised the kasha here on Daf Dalid, the Gemara suggested the following. You know what? Nara, Bogeres, that's really problematic. Because she goes free when she's a Nara. So therefore, why in the world is she still there when she is a Nara and not yet a Bogeres? That kasha understands. But the Karshav, Toshav, and Sachir, that's not such a strong question. Because you're not dealing with the same individual. You're dealing with one Eved who is a Sachir, one Eved is a Toshav. That Kasha is very different. No, that Kasha is, if a Toshav cannot eat Truma, so a Sachir certainly cannot eat Truma. I can answer that question, no? I can answer very simply, you're right. But you know what? The milsa, the asi, the kavachomer, taraf, the kasav, lakra. You know what? That's a question of, we need a posuk, it's a kavachomer. That's not the question of an Aaron of Bogeris. We need a posuk, it's a kavachomer. A kavachomer, if she goes out when she's an Ara, certainly she goes out when she's a Bogeris. No, if she goes out when she's an Ara, she's no longer an Amivri when she's a Bogeris. That's not a kasha, taraf, a kasav, lakra. What's the mitzias? Oh, then you have to come on to Ivanis. But if it's just a question of Shachir and Toshav, I can answer the following, that Milsen da'asi b'kavachomer taraf b'kasav lakra. Wow. So that's something which is important. Now, in other words, the Gemara acknowledges that I could have derived this without a pasuk, but nonetheless, you know, the Torah goes the extra mile, and it tells us that which is explicit. Okay. Why is that? You know, to what extent is that like dochuk? You know? You're right. I don't need the pasuk. Or is that something that is very, 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 very fundamental? You know? There are cases. You know, you go through Shas, no? The Gemara sometimes says the following, Iba Seim Akra, Iba Yisem Asvad. No? The Gemara will often say that. There's a svara, but there's a pasuk. There's a svara, there's a pasuk. Yeah, sometimes that's true. Take a look at the Tosu Shuas of Beis Mudeis. Sometimes the girl will say, Iba Yisema Kra, Iba Yisema Svara. Sometimes the girl will get all upset. No? Lamali Kra Svaragu. Lamali Kra Svaragu. What in the world do you need a pasuk for? No? What in the world do you need a pasuk for? It's obvious. No? So Tosus already points out that one factor is it depends on how compelling the svar is. If something is self-evident, then and only then the Gemara will say, Lamli kras svaru. Lamli kras svaru. Otherwise, the Gemara will say, Iba yisem akra, Iba yisem asvara. If something's so compelling, the Gemara sometimes will say that, you know what, Lamli kras, what do you need a pasuk for at all? I think just a very important hara, mentioned on the bus now, that That's very limited in Shas. No? Baba Kamadav Memvav. Hamotzi mechala paraya. Hamotzi mechala paraya. And apesh asra apesh itu. Those are the only two places where the Gemara says that that's true. That's true. And I'll tell you one thing is clear. We're not working with the realm of mitzvos. We're not working with the realm of mitzvos. There we're working in the realm of dinim. Dinim. No? A yesod of choshen mishpat. Hamotzi mechala avaraya. The burden of proof is on the Torah. Now, I claim that what you own is mine. You know what? Obviously, I have to prove. You don't have to come forward and that's the Svar of the Gemara. Man de ki'iva oz lebayasya. You know what? Whoever ails, whoever is experiencing illness, go to the doctor. It's not the doctor's responsibility to go to every single person and to see their state of health. No. If a person has an ailment, you know what? Don't fault the doctor. You have to come forward. Man de ki'iva oz lebayasya. You know? And I'll tell you, amazing, amazing, Yilkin Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Hamitzvah Vecharei Avraya is a Gzeres HaKosev. It's not a Svar. Even though the Gemara says that. And you look in Rashi, the Rashi writes that Hamitzvah Vecharei HaKosev is a Gzeres HaKosev. Gzeres HaKosev. That Rashi is in Kippen Daf Mem Zayin Beis. Rashi says that, you know what, that Hamitzvah Vecharei Avraya, how do you know that's true? Rashi writes, Pasuk, Ni Baal Dvarim Yigash Aleihem. You're the Baal Dvarim, Yigash Aleihem, Yagish Rai Aleihem. You have to put forth the proof. It's like amazing, even in the case where the Gemara says, it's obvious, it's self-evident. Even that Rashi writes is a Gzeres HaKosev. Yushama writes, it's a fascinating issue now for us now, when you learn about Metzia, a very basic question that people don't know, right, is, Hamotzi Ruach HaRaya, is it a Svara or is it a Gzeres HaKosev? You know, I've yet to have, you know, I don't know that, give the Talmidim like Faharis and what they're learning, and then the whole year above and see, is Hamotzi Ruach HaRaya a Pasuk or a Svara? You know, they're like stunned, you know, like, that's probably very important, no? Is there a Pasuk of Hamotzi Ruach HaRaya? No. You know, it's not so simple, right? And sometimes we assume, even if something could be derived based on a mida, but taraf b'kasav lakar. What exactly does that mean? Taraf b'kasav lakar. So I will tell you the following, right? And this is homework. I won't spend so much time in it, no? But homework, you know. Our drush shows the exact equivalent of that which is mafurish b'kra. It's mafurish b'kra that a kohen, right, has an eved, the eved ivri cannot eat truma if he's a sachir. If he's a toshav, no. A sachir, no. Sachir is mafurish b'kra. I could have derived that based on a kav v'chomer. If a toshav, no. So obviously a sachir, no. Yeah, but taraf b'kasav l'kra. Why exactly is that? So this is a whole theme of the Rambam and the Ramban and Shorash Sheni and Sefer HaMitzvos. What is Torah Shebichsav and what is Torah Shebaal Peh? And what are the differences between Torah Shebaal Peh and Torah Shebichsav? And which drashos are called Torah Shebichsav? And which drashos are called Torah Shebaal Peh? That's like very, very important. And guess what? That Ramban that attacks the Rambam writes the Rambam in the very beginning of Hilchos Ishus is so difficult. Because the Rambam writes that Kedushei Bia and Kedushei Shtar, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Ishus, are min HaTorah, and Kesef is midvar Sofrim. And Kesef is midvar Sofrim. And the Rambam repeats that in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Ishus. Somehow there's a difference between Kedushei Bia and Kedushei Shtar as opposed to Kedushei Kesef. And the Ramban is stunned, like, why in the world? The Ramban brings Raya after Raya after Raya that Yud Gimel Midos are Kemefurish B'kra. If you can derive something based on Yud Gimel Midos, right, that's clear. That is a Din D'Oraisa which is Mefurish B'kra. Mefurish B'kra. So why in the world should there be any difference between Kedushei Kesef as opposed to Kedushei Bia? And the Rambana says, there is no difference. There's no difference whatsoever. They're all on the same, on the same tier. And the Ramban is bothered, and the Rambam distinguishes between Kedushei Shtar and Kedushei Kesef. Like, what in the world? No? Kedushei Kesef, you know, Dabbei, is a Gzera Shava. Kicha, kicha, misleifa. And how do you know Kedushei Shtar? Heyamad Aleph? No? A Hekesh. There's a Pasuk about Kedushei Shtar? There's no Pasuk about Kedushei Shtar. There's a Drush of a Hekesh, because in the Parsha of Gerishim, the Holchava, Haisel, Yishacher, is Maki Shavai Liyatsiyah. So, I understand Kedushei Bia, you can argue as Mufurish Bakra. Kiyikach ish isho baal. I get that, no? So if the Rambam would say, Kedushei Bia is Darais, in Kedushei Shtar and Kedushei Kesef is Devei Sof, from the Rambam writes, I would still disagree. Because a drasha is Mufurish Bakra. A drasha is Mufurish Bakra. But at least I see where the Rambam is coming from, no? A drasha as opposed to black and white, Pshuto Shamikra. But the Rambam writes, Shtar is Daraisa. And Kesef is Divrei Sofrim. Why in the world? Why in the world? I guess you see from the Rambam Shita that there is somewhat of a difference between a Hekesh as opposed to a Gzera Shava. On the hierarchy of things, a Hekesh is more Mufurish Bakra than a Gzera Shava. A Hekesh, you know what a Hekesh means? The same Pasuk equates two themes. That's Mufurish Bakra. The Holcha V'Hais is Mufurish Bakra. A Gzera Shava. That's Mufurish Bakra. The Ramban writes, you know, try to write a lengthy work without repeating words. No, that would be a very hard assignment. No? Try to write any lengthy work without repeating words. Of course, there's going to be repetition of words. And all of a sudden, you're going to say Gzera Shava. There's a word here and a word there. That's why the Ramban writes, it's a Devar Pashut, that a Gzera Shava requires a Masara. Because how can Gzera Shava and Masara? Just the same word? Of course the same word. How do you write any treatise without repeating the same word? So the Ramban writes in Sefer Mitzvos, in Shorash Beis. And the Ramban quotes the Tshuvas Rambam. The Tshuvas Rambam is fascinating. Take a look at Shorash Beis. The Rambam writes the following. I'll tell you why I say there's a difference between Shtar and Kesef. The Rambam writes this. Incredible, no? The Rambam writes this. Of course there's something more that's Mufurish Bakra. The Rambam writes this. You're going to tell me what? The only thing that's Mufurish Bakra is Ki Yikach Ish Isho Baal. That's Kedushei Bia. It's Mufurish Bakra. Bulas Baal. No. Tosas. Chapala from Abayis. Tosas says, you know what? There's Ishus when it comes to a Ben Noach. No? Ishus Yifas Tor. The Rabba Sheis Ashish. How do you know that's true? Ooh, it's Mufurish. No? After all, there's a concept of Ishus. Yeah, Bu'ulas Baal. Yikach Ish Isho Baal. How do you know if there's anything more? Oh, so the Rambam writes the following, you know? Yeah, take a look at that. It's like, whoa, whoa. Well, like, there's a parsh in the Torah of Nara Marasa. The Rambam writes, no? And the Onish for Nara Marasa is Mamash Onish of Skila, no? But, you know, if I just say Nara Marasa, I'm missing one word, no? I would just add one word, no? Nara Bisula Amarasa, no? The parsh of Nara Marasa is only a Nara Bisula. So it's black and white in Chumash. That you have a woman who's married who's a Bsula. The Rama writes that, no? Nara Marasa. This is not Drasha, it's black and white in Chumash. That there's a married woman who is a Bsula. No? So it's black and white in Chumash that there must be another king of Yishus aside from Bia. You have a Pasa of Kiki Shavala, but you have a Parsha in the Chumash of a Nara Bsula who is a Nara Hamarasa. So the Rama writes, it is black and white. It is black and white. Oh, now I just have to plug in. So, what is black and white? What is black? So what are the options? No? Well, I know there's Kedushei Shtar. I know there's Kedushei Kesef. But, you know, Kedushei Shtar is a Hekesh. Kedushei Kesef is Gzera Shava. And a Hekesh is a tighter Mida than a Gzera Shava. A Hekesh means the Pasuk itself, as opposed to pure Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. So that is what dictates that that's the meaning of the Parsha of Nara Masila, which is Mufurish Bakra. Mufurish Bakra. Mefurish Bekra is Kesef and Shtar. It's B and Shtar. And Gzeres Shav is Kedusha Kesef. Oh, once I have a Gzeres Shav, I know that the Parsha Amarasa applies to Kedusha Kefes as well. That's Parsha Pshat, no? That, how is she married if she's a Psula? How is she? Have you ever been to a wedding? A ring, no? Kedusha Kesef. Yeah, but even in terms of Pshuta Shamikra, you see that there is a method of Ishus above and beyond. Above and beyond just simply, like Kedusha Bia. So we'll have to take a look. And take a look if you can, the Pima Gadon, the Psicha Kalalas, the list of differences between Torah Shebichsav as opposed to Torah Shebaalpeh, and then to realize that something is elevated when Torah Bakasa Bakra, as opposed to just simply reliance on Kavachomer Bayitzah. Okay, so we'll pick up and then take a look at the next list of differences.